Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. I'm just delighted to be your host here at The Message. And I am delighted that you are there listening to what we have to say, either live or through the archives. I think today we have some really, I believe, not only interesting information, but I do believe the cutting edge of what scientists are talking about right now. And in the information for the show, one of the things that I was going to mention is, what is CERN, C-E-R-N? It's an acronym. What does it mean? And should it concern us? If you're not familiar with that acronym, it is a French acronym that in the translation means the European Organization for Nuclear Research. We might not be as familiar here in the States with it because this is the world's largest particle physics laboratory. It's located underground in the suburbs of Geneva on the border of the Franco-Swiss border. So there's an organization of 20 European members. We also contribute to the process. I would say in the beginning it probably was a good idea in the sense that they're studying physical particles. They have about 2,600 full-time employees, and there's almost 8,000 scientists and engineers representing 500 universities and 80 nationalities worldwide. So this is about half of the world's particle physics community working on experiments conducting at CERN. Now, as I said originally, this seemed to be a pretty good idea, but they have taken a change in the direction of their scientific pursuits. What they have is called a Large Hadron Collider. And what this collider is, you might say it's somewhat of an atom smashing machine because it smashes protons and antiprotons. And what they're going to be doing with this is it smashes these particles at such a great speed that they are attempting to create miniature black holes with a mass several thousand times that of a proton. And so what they believe is if they can do this at a rate fast enough, scientists will be able to look at this mysterious entity called a black hole. Now, there are some scientists who do not believe this is a good idea. There is a Professor Rossler, he's a German scientist, and he's concerned that if we really do bring black holes into existence down there in this underground tunnel near France, that if a black hole doesn't evaporate, as they say that it would, that it could shrink the Earth to a centimeter in 50 months. Now, the reason that they're concerned about that is if you've studied a little bit about black holes, you know that it absorbs particles into the center of it, and even something like light cannot escape. So the point is, scientists are again conducting, you might say, experiments, and they don't know exactly the results, or not giving enough consideration to what the risks are. Now, interestingly, there was a lawsuit that was filed in the U.S. court in Hawaii just this March to stop this research. Now, I'm going to be putting this article in the Spiritual Notebook because I received a message from Pope John Paul II about this. It was a subject matter that he wished to address. Now you might say, wow, how in the world did this soul that we knew of as Pope John Paul, after he transitioned, how did he become involved in such things? Well, he's very much interested in Earth changes. He is the soul that works with the Eye of Isis, which Archangel Michael, along with Pope John Paul, has told us is the riding force of energy that is going to bring us to the new golden age. It actually, you might say, is the conveyor belt of energy that is moving us towards ascension. So this is his job as a soul. He was created to do this. The Eye of Isis travels around the cosmos, and it is this soul who incarnated as Pope John Paul, who works with this energy. He incarnated into Earth at this time so that he could understand the physical components of our bodies, and it is the reason that he incarnated. And so each area where the Eye of Isis is destined to bring the energy, he incarnates in that planet for that very reason, so that he can understand the particles of the physical and unite them and implement them with the energies from the Eye of Isis. So it is the reason why he comes to the conference calls, to the Voices from Heaven conference calls, and most of the time he is discussing Earth changes and he is discussing ascension processes. And so giving you this little bit of background, because you see in Europe, CERN is, there's a lot of talk about CERN in Europe since it is located in Europe. And here in America, we are starting to understand it also. And so he came to me a couple days ago, and he gave me this information about CERN. As I said, I will be posting it in the Spiritual Notebook. And so he earlier had a message and told us that the core of the Earth had changed ever so slightly at the end of 2007. And it was one of the reasons why some of the storms and the land changes in China and the flooding in the United States began in earnest, because of this change in the core of the Earth. And then he tells us in this particular message, and some of this we really do know, is that HARP is interfering, sending its particles into the higher atmosphere, and that is causing weather changes. And there are other installations like HARP in other places of the world also. And so that some of the things that are happening is the core of the Earth has changed slightly. HARP is interfering with the balance of the Earth, and there are other installations similar to HARP in other parts of the world, and also these experiments that are being conducted at CERN. And they're concerned because of the dangerous stage and the change that the scientists have made. As we said, they are trying to manipulate an artificial black hole through their experimentation. Now, here is what he says. This basically is a message so that we know that the spiritual hierarchy and the Galactic Federation are very much aware of these particular events that's happening on our planet. And he has this to say: the spiritual hierarchy will not allow this to happen, as it is very dangerous to the vibrational voice that is contained within Earth's vibration. I've had some people call in to some of my shows who can hear the vibration of the Earth and mentioned that they noticed a change. And some of these changes that are occurring is because of the very reasons that we're talking about, the HARP system, what they're doing at CERN, and the change in the core, the slight change in the core of the Earth. And so, because people are becoming alarmed about this, as I said, there was a court case filed against this. Pope John Paul is telling us that they will not allow this to go on, that they are working with the energies of the Earth to keep stability on the planet, balanced, and following its blueprint, and that the tests that are going on are against the natural balance of vibrations. And he traces this back to these experiments that they were done in Atlantis, and that the people who are working on this were our souls that have come again, and they must face some of these past choices that they made. And their souls are prompting them to follow a loving path, but their ego has taken over again and causing them to turn in the direction that they are turned. So this is what he is saying, that the spiritual hierarchy and the Galactic Federation are doing their job to prevent these things from happening. Now, doing some of the research, and I will have the websites listed in this message when I put it up in the spiritual notebook. Some of the interesting things about it is there were some a complex of magnets that failed, that put off the beginning of these experiments for a year. And recently they've had an explosion. No one was hurt in either one of these situations, but there was damage done to the equipment that they have had to work on. And I just found that interesting. Don't know if they're the two are connected to what Pope John Paul has said about what the Galactic Federation is doing and the spiritual hierarchy is doing, but the point is, if you come across this, there is no need to become alarmed. We are being taken care of. We are being guided. And Pope John Paul mentions a few things that we can do. And he says, rather than being alarmed at the situation, send peace and blessings to the Earth and those who work on the project. Surround the planet with the white light of Source's energy and love. See the cooperation among all those who live on the planet, and see yourself as love and a part of the matrix of creation for this planet. And he reminds us that we are the ones who set up the pattern for our future. We do this by placing it within our heart and our mind, and then by sending these positive energies to the grid system by using our thoughts. And he mentions, continue to be the masters that we are. And one of the most beautiful sentences out of his message is, only love will prevail on this planet. It has been decreed by Source. And we carry out those intentions in our work with the planet and with you. And so just think about that, my friend. Source has decreed that only love will prevail on this planet. And so this is a decree by Source. The spiritual hierarchy are working with these intentions. They are working with the planet and with us. And so I felt that this was a most remarkable message and a beautiful message. And where there is so much what seems like turmoil going on in the world at the present moment, from very small disruptions to something as large as this, trying to bring a black hole studying black holes here in the midst of our own planet, it is good to hear and to know that those who are wiser, those who are more powerful, are at the helm guarding us and helping us to walk into our mastery. So, my friend, I'll put his entire message in the spiritual notebook later in the day, and if you're interested in what he has to say, and also the research that I had done with the websites involved regarding this collider, it will be there. If you wish to call in with a question from your own Akashic records, our number here is 877-876-5227. Some of the other questions. Oh, and by the way, perhaps you might be interested in other things besides what is in your records. You might have a question about a family member or a friend who has crossed over to the other side. When someone asks me about this and they want information as to what they are doing, I will call in someone from the hierarchy who will give us that information. Sometimes people want to feel confirmation with a loved one. They want to feel their energies. And if they are here in this planetary sphere, we will work on calling them also to come to your side so that you can feel their energies and understand through the emotional tie their essence to know that they are here working with you. That has been very comforting to people. And I'm finding that some individuals out there are working very similar to the way my son works with me. One of us are here on this side, the other is on the other side, and there is work going on between the two of you. And I'm seeing this more and more. And I think one of the we have a call, and your name, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is June from California.
Did you say June?
Yes.
Hi, June.
Hi,
what can we do for you, dear?
I've been reading your webpage all morning.
Oh, I'm glad to see that you're doing that. A lot of information there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and really amazing information.
Now, are you talking about what is at BBS Radio, or are you talking about my website at TarotOnEvers.com?
Well, I started at BBS, and then I jumped over to yours.
Did you see some of the things that's on the blog?
Yeah, I was just reading that while I was listening to you.
Fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I can say that, June, because I did not write it. You know, I'm here. Pope John he calls me something that's interesting. He says, I'm calling home on my telephone. I'm telephone service, secretarial service, but I don't write that stuff. Isn't it gorgeous, though?
Yeah, it feels like I'm being called in an interesting way, but I had a question for you.
Okay.
I went through this relationship that was really bad for me, but it took me to looking at myself and start a search, yes?
I understand that completely, dear.
And so I got a reading, and I was told I've been in this relationship like 5 different lives, even off this planet, and most of them weren't good. So I understand that I had a contract and I was to grow through the relationship, but I don't understand why we did it 5 times and most of them were negative.
Well, let me tell you something about my experience with that, June. I don't know if it's your experience, but this might be helpful. I, like so many other individuals, was married and had a disastrous divorce. It's like you said, you know, you had a relationship and all of a sudden everything went squish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the worst possible way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have an advantage in looking at the records and and speaking to the masters. I mean, that's a real big help, right?
Yeah.
And so I talked to Archangel Michael about that, and here's what he told me. He says that there is such a thing as taskmasters. And what that is, and this is what my, not masters, but partners, task partners, and what this was my ex-husband was one of my task partners, and he explained it in this way. You probably would agree that it is known that before we come into this lifetime, we plan our life.
Yeah.
And so we our soul has certain things that they want us to master.
Yes, I understand that.
Right. And so we have a circle of acquaintances or friends or souls that we work with.
Right. I got that.
Well, one of the things that I was working on was to walk into my own power.
Exactly.
Okay, and my ex-husband, who was with me as we were planning, said, I can help her with that.
Yeah. I understand that, but why would you do it for five lives and for most of them I died at his hand, if that was correct information?
Darling, the same thing happened with me as I started doing, this isn't information that other people have told me. This is information that I had seen in my visions.
Right.
And I had the lifetimes that I had with him, I wouldn't wish on my enemy.
Exactly. Not like dying in the streets in a hovel and all this. So why would you do it for, or I mean, can you look at my records and tell me, like, is that true information and why would you do it at least five times?
June, I will do that. And what I'm trying to tell you is, from my own experience, I have found that they work with us very efficiently. In other words, when they work with us, they know how to pull our emotional buttons.
Yes.
And it is the emotions that move us to action. And so I know my ex, like I said, I wouldn't wish him on my worst enemy, but he really did move me around to open the door for where I
am. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can see that in my own life as well, and I understand that. Yeah.
Okay, so now, is your question is, you've been with this individual five... First of all, you want to know if you have had other lifetimes with this individual, right?
And were they always bad like that? Not bad, but hard, let's say.
Well, my guess is there's... This is probably your nemesis, darling. Let's see. Why? Would it make you really feel good if we come in the records and say, "Oh, June, you had this lifetime with him that was really all peaches and cream"? Would that make you feel better?
Well, he's such a good person to everybody else. It's like, why do you have to be this mean to me? You know what I mean? But it did make me claim my divinity, to say, hey, I deserve to be respected. I'm a divine being. And that's where it drove me to.
See, the words that you are saying, my family could be saying the same thing. Everybody just thought he was so wonderful. Why was he so mean to me?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Your words are like... I could have said them.
Yeah, when I read your page, I knew you were the person I was going to talk to.
Oh, yes. We're in the same church, the same pew, singing the same hymn. Okay, let's see what we can find out, June. You want to know if this gentleman, what his background is with you, and... You see, one of the things that scared me to death before Archangel Michael told me about task partners is I thought, oh, my golly, am I finished with this guy? Am I going to have to come back again and relive all of this?
Mm-hmm. I would, you know, and the thing is that I still feel so much love for him on that level.
Yeah.
That it pulls me to the lesson. But it's like, okay, got the lesson.
I will tell you something, when, at least in my case, when I looked at what he had to sacrifice, you see, there was a time, I suspect, when I had this love-hate relationship.
Right.
And then I looked at what he had to sacrifice to bring me those lessons. Now, I don't know if that's the case with the gentleman that you're talking about. But in my case, he had to sacrifice a lot to be in a position to bring me the lessons that he brought to me. And I realized then that he really did have a great love for me, and this was a, how shall we say, this was a persona that he took on to help me.
Sure.
And after that, I was able, I mean, a lot of my animosity just melted away when I realized that, that he sacrificed much, even though he was mean. He sacrificed a lot to teach me that. Okay, June, let's see what we can find out.
Okay.
Have you called in on this show before?
Or no,
listened to?
No.
Have you listened to us?
No, I just heard about BBS Radio and
listening
24 hours a day since I found it.
Well, let me explain how this works so that you know this.
Okay.
There is a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos. And the reason that it wants to go there is because this is where the universal Akashic records reside.
Oh, yeah, I read that on your page.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the cherubim angels are the ones who are the masters of vibration, and they are the ones who work with these. And I feel prompted to tell you this, that one of the reasons that I am able to do this is because I came with two of the legions of cherubim that were sent to Earth to work with challenging the dark forces here. Mm-hmm. And there's about 24,000 cherubim here right now who are doing all kinds of planetary service.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this relationship, and it's why I'm able to work with those records and get the information that I do. And as I am discussing this, you see, they show themselves to me as females because that is what their energy is. Their energy is a feminine energy, and this is how they show themselves to me. They have your record in their hand. They show your record as a book, though in essence, it's not a real book. What it basically is it looks like a backup floppy disk. It is circular. It is an electrical vibration that is deposited on a magnetic spot. So it's one of the reasons why when I see these, when it has a mark on the cover, this energy swirls around to the inside. It's quite fascinating, actually.
I bet.
Yeah, it really is, because what happens is Source will ask for individual records, and Source goes through the record, and when this happens, there is a mark that is placed on the cover of the record indicating this.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's really very fascinating when you're working with this. So she is standing there, not exactly impatiently, but she's anxious to give you this information.
Mm.
And one of the reasons why the cherubim are so helpful to humans is that when the souls of humanity was created, the energy particles that came from Source was like, you know, there's yin and yang. It was the negative, and so some of the energy from the cherubim were combined with that energy to create souls. And so we are Source's progeny, but they had a finger in helping with this, and that's why they are so interested in helping souls and really so dedicated to this particular work.
Mm.
And so she's standing there with your record, and she is showing it to me. And right now, she's not showing me the cover right now, and I'm sure there's a reason for it, because many times they will do that. She's opening up the book, and as she does, there is a tremendous amount of white light that is coming out of it. The white light, there is so much white light there, June, that I have to wait until it clears so that I can see what is beyond that. And she wanted you to be aware of that. That, first of all, your history, what we would say is your participation in the tapestry of life. The tapestry of life is simply Source's plan for creation. That you have, and she is emphasizing this, you have always been a worker for the light.
Mm.
This was always your intention.
Mm-hmm.
That there were times when you got, how shall we say this, mixed up or entangled, probably is a better word, entangled in some of what the dark had brought to Earth, but that in your working, you had always worked for Source, and that you had many challenges in the past because you were a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You were a soldier for the light,
mm-hmm.
and she is showing you to me as one who is in the armor of one of the defenders of the light, which is very beautiful. And she is showing me your soul as an individual, and it is like you've got this armor on and you have this shield. And that, well, I see why now she didn't show me the cover. She wanted to tell me all of that because she is showing me how you came to Earth. I want to see if it was the first contingent or the second. With the first contingent of cherubim that were sent to this planet to defend it at the destruction of Margot. Let me ask you something. When you hear that, June, how do you feel?
Tears are just pouring down my face.
Yes. You see, that has a energetic, how shall we, trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Margot has an energetic trigger because the souls there were, who caused that destruction, were trying to usurp the Creator's authority. They were trying to take over the lines of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And what they had done is they had turned vibration inside out. They were
mm-hmm.
trying to take away the creation from Source and were trying to use it for their own means. And you, along with the other cherubim, were sent to Earth because there would be, if we didn't make a change at Margot, there would be a
mm-hmm.
large implosion, not an explosion,
mm-hmm.
but an implosion where life, the particles would fall in on themselves, and it would have blown out the voice or the vibrational wave of the planet. And they didn't know how far this implosion, the particles of this implosion would go back. They could have even gone back to Source.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cherubim came for that reason.
Mm.
The work that they had done, they couldn't stop it completely, but it was an explosion instead of implosion. That is what the asteroid belt is. That is the remains
mm.
of that particular planet. What you might want to do, June, is I've done a lot of shows not too long ago on surrounding the cherubim. You might want to go and look at some of the archives where I mentioned that there is work with the cherubim because it explains an awful lot.
Okay, and I will.
And it, you see, it explains a lot about you. And even though the cherubim are not giving your answer to your question immediately, they wanted you to know this because it's extremely important for you. And you'll notice that at this time the cherubim have three choices to make. They can go back to Source, they can reincarnate here on the planet, of course, they can ascend, or they could go with Archangel Michael to help him with the new Golden Galaxy. So it is, it's probably the reason why you called in today.
Mm-hmm. And Michael has been coming to me lately.
Well, the reason that he is coming to you, June, is because he made a promise that he would awaken his light workers at the designated time. Now, something that you might want to do, since he's coming to you, on my website, CarolynEverett.com, up in the right-hand corner, there is a button that says conference calls.
I want to.
Yeah, you might want to go there.
I was looking for it.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
No, well, when you go to the website, go up to the top right-hand corner.
Okay.
It says conference calls.
Yes.
You go in there, and it's all the information about conference calls. It's the schedule for the next 2 months.
Terrific.
Right now, Archangel Michael is working with others. He works with Master Kasumi, Jesus. He brings in a lot of different souls, mostly Jesus, Master Kasumi, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene.
My favorite company.
We've got a nice little social club going there. He's working on the standing wave, and this is most important work. So let's get back to your reading, because there's more information there. But I think the most important thing here is your origins. And like I say to people who are cherubim, well, they wonder, how in the world can I be a cherubim? I don't see any wings flapping at my back. But you see, as we left the higher realm and we came down through the different dimensions, our abilities were shorn from us. In other words, we're being we are up in the upper dimensions where these particles are much larger and there's a lot of space in between the particles, and then as we come down through the dimensions, all of these particles are compacted together, and so we lost a lot of our abilities. And there is a group of cherubim that work with us on the high astral plane, and we come always at the edge, or shall we say the beginning of a golden age. And so our history through the past has been that whenever Source thought that a new golden age could be introduced to the planet, we cherubim were sent to lead the wave. Does that ring a bell with
you? Absolutely. I've been saying for 30 years I want to be part of the solution, you know, not the problem, but the new solution.
Well, my darling, you are a part of the solution.
Aww,
now,
so affirming.
Because we have always been on the cusp of this challenge with the dark forces, we have a lot of energy that has had to be cleared from our emotional body, that is one of the subtle bodies, you know, next to the physical.
Right, I was reading that.
Yeah, so we I don't know if you've been doing a lot of clearing, but I know I have.
My whole life has changed in the last 6 months.
Yes. Well, darling, you're waking up. This is
yes.
what's called wake-up time.
Yep.
Archangel Michael has called you.
Yep.
He's tapped you on the shoulder.
Yep.
Now, we've got time. Do you want me to see what we can find about
yes,
this gentleman? But you see, I really do think this was...
That was it. Yeah,
you really called for that reason. Okay, let's see what she's saying. She's turned a page, and the color that comes forth is green. What I am seeing on this page, and it has to do with this gentleman that you're talking about, there is a great deal of green light there, which you probably are aware has to do with healing. And she's pointing to some passages, and yes, she's showing. See, when I do something on the radio, it has to be quick, so
sure.
they show me pictures instead of doing all the words that I do in a reading. And what she is showing me, it's like you and this gentleman are spiraling around together. It's almost like a little pole dance. You two are dancing around this pole. But keep in mind, there is healing light there. And now she is telling me that because you are cherubim, because you have been in the forefront of so many of these challenges. Now, what happened, June, in the past, I mean, we did a lot of struggles with the dark. And as human beings, whether we were Knights Templar, to give you a role, for instance, that a lot of us took, or in some other capacity mm-hmm. where we tried to protect people, the dark killed us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, as I go through my lifetimes, I had every tortured death that you can conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
And when these things happened, there wasn't enough time to clear all of
this. Yes, yes, yes.
And the dark, as they were killing us, were telling us things. Now, you have to understand, when you're transitioning, you're in an altered state. And so they told us things that were very detrimental to our development.
Yes.
And those things stuck with us, which
yes.
meant it had to be cleared.
Yes.
And so she's again showing me this individual that is... that you're doing this pole dance. Actually, it's very beautiful. It's like you're dancing around this pole in some melody, very graceful, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he came, even though you look at that from a perspective of an earth relationship, he came from a perspective of love, to work on the same kind of lessons that my ex-husband came for me. And it was, you're not going to like this, darling, but it was a shortcut. And what the cherubim is saying now is, if you had to resolve these situations on your own without his help, it would have taken you a much longer time
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to come to the answer that you have found.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they were harsh lessons. A task partner can be, they can crack the whip and can be very difficult, but they do cut back on some of the incarnations that it would have taken for us to come to these conclusions ourselves. Does that help?
It does. It was a crash course.
It's a crash course?
It was a crash course in Find Your Divinity.
I suspect that it was a crash course. You probably passed the course with A's.
Aw.
You probably aced the course.
8 years later, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, hey, 8 years might have been
years
better.
8 years after 500 lifetimes, yeah.
Well, this is what I was going to say. 8 years might have been better than
yeah.
a couple lifetimes to resolve this.
Definitely. So it's best to just, like, say, okay, I got the lesson now, like, stay out of my life kind of thing when it's this kind of person, yes? There's no way to have, like, a friend or a...
Well, I don't know in his particular case, but I know what the cherubim are encouraging me to say
yes.
is to send pink light to his higher mind.
Yes.
Pink light is really the equivalent of love.
Yes.
And the higher mind understands this.
Yes.
And when he is ready to accept this, well, what they're explaining to me is they believe that he would be willing to accept this. In other words, you send the pink light to his higher mind when the soul is ready to accept this for integration. They will accept it from the higher mind as inspiration, and it would be a way that you could make peace with him in this lifetime. And they're indicating that he would be very amenable to this. And so it would be, you know, you've invested 8 years, at least in this lifetime, in each other's experience. And it would be good for you to have a friend.
Good. Okay.
So you can try that, June. The safest way for anybody to heal a relationship and not step on somebody's toes and not force themselves on someone,
mm-hmm.
or not try to control someone, is send the
mm-hmm.
energies of the pink light of love to their higher mind. Let the higher mind inspire them when the soul is ready. It's the best thing that we can do.
Yes. And to work with Michael, is there any other thing to do besides the conference calls?
Well, what happens at the conference, I don't know if you're interested in this. He did give me a book that is called Earth History, and it gives a story as to how the negative forces came here, because this planet was not designed, the message in the very beginning was not to have the struggle here on Earth with negative forces. And so he explains how those forces were given permission to come because those in the beginning had love, and in that love they thought they could change these individuals, and it didn't happen. And then he talks about the future. Now, if that is something, you know, that you're interested in, you might be interested in that. Now, in the conference calls, they give us usually a message that they're working on. They do the work, and then they usually give us a meditation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this last one, if you decide that you want to join, I will send you a link to the last conference call, because we brought in the standing wave, and what happened at this last conference call was extraordinarily important. And what it was is, you see, back in Atlantis, we had an energetic connection to Source. We could feel Source's vibration. We could feel Source's love. It was a direct connection to Source.
Mm-hmm.
And as the humanity fell even deeper into denseness, the particles compacted more, and this link with Source was broken. And so the work that we've been doing with the standing wave has been quite phenomenal. And this last one, it was a meditation to work with the third eye, to reconnect again with this vibrational wave
mm-hmm.
of Source.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will do that.
And, well, if you decide to do it, I'll send you the link so you could have that meditation and work with that. Because
I will.
Do you have any memories of that from Atlantis?
I have a lot of Atlantis feelings.
Well, see, I remember when that connection was broken. And
wow.
We had that connection, and I have to tell you, it was so wonderful, because what we could do then is we could open up our heart and mind to that connection, and anything that we desired to do, we could tell whether if it was in agreement with Source's plan. And so it was a wonderful thing. It was a guiding factor in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We would know that anything that we were attempting to do, whether it would be something in alignment with Source or whether it wouldn't. Well, when we fell into this dense dimension and that connection was broken, I have to tell you, the devastation was so horrendous,
mm-hmm.
because we lost that.
Mm-hmm.
And now the energies are here. You see, the standing wave is in the pyramid at Cheops. The standing wave is also used at some of the sacred sites. Those people who know how to access it. But now that we have the Eye of Isis is here, and this energetic wave is here, we can do things like this, and we don't have to go to the pyramid at Cheops. We don't have to go to sacred sites. we can work with this through the conference calls.
Okay. It's interesting because I just started painting in the last 6 months, and I've been painting pyramids. I wanted to ask you if I could paint that image of Master, the one with the roots and the diamond.
I would love for you to paint it. Would you like for me to... Actually, a friend of mine did that.
I read that, yeah.
Yes, and...
I paint on silk. I would love to just make you a scarf and send it to you.
Love it.
Great.
You see, what happened there was Master Kasumi asked for that to be done, and I had a friend who
uh-huh.
could paint energy.
I read that, yeah.
Well, would you want me to ask Master Kasumi to come to you so you could paint that?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, June. He's showing me his face. Okay. Look, we've got maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Master Kasumi is here. He wants to connect with you. He's not waiting until... okay, I want you to be calm down and relax if you can.
Yep.
I want you to go into a meditative state.
Yep.
Okay. He's sending some colors to you right now. Can you see them?
Dark.
Yet? Huh?
Yeah.
What are the colors?
Well, I see a dark blue, like a lapis blue.
Okay, what else do you see?
Pink and white.
Okay, there's some other colors.
Gold.
Yeah, gold is there, but there's some other colors. We're getting deeper into it.
Gold, gold, gold. More gold.
It's swirling now. There's two colors that's swirling.
Gold and fuchsia, gold and orange.
Okay, we're probably getting to the... Okay, look and see if you can see the green and the kind of purple.
The gold, like a Milky Way looking thing.
I can't spend more time with you,
yeah.
darling, because we have to go off of the air, but here's what I would suggest. Go in meditation. With your paints, call on Master Kasumi. He will guide your hand. He probably will even tell you what brushes to use. I want you to keep in touch with me and let me know how this project goes.
Yes, I will, and I'll be in touch with you through your webpage, yes?
No, that would be good, because Master Kasumi definitely wants you to paint this.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I wanted to paint it, and then I thought I better ask permission.
Well, you know, no one has to ask permission for the work of the masters except the masters themselves, and he is there, and he says, concentrate on your third eye. You might see him.
Okay.
Got to go off, darling.
Blessed
call next, be. Call next week.
Blessed be.
Blessed be, June.
Bye.
Bye. Well, my story didn't get to all the topics that we wanted to discuss today, but this work with June I thought was so important because it involves all of your souls, and I went through that for your benefit, too. And so until next Sunday, tune in again. We love you. Go to my website, www.carolynevers.com, all kind of stuff there. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.